A long, long time ago, before President Trump had a meeting with lawmakers on immigration. You know, the meeting that sparked a global outcry when the president said he wanted to block immigrants from Haiti and Africa while taking them from places like Norway. Before all of that, the president talked of a deal to restore deferred action for childhood arrivals.
I feel having the Democrats in with us is absolutely vital because this should be a bipartisan bill. This should be a bill of love. Truly, it should be a bill of love, and we can do that.
A bill of love. That was just a week ago, less than a week ago, but it seems like months have passed, and over the weekend, the president said a DACA deal is, quote, probably dead. Our next guest is an immigrant who once was in the United States illegally, Congressman Adriano Espaillat, Democrat from New York. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning to all of you.
The Republican position now, the president's position essentially is you guys, Democrats, embarrass the president by talking about his remarks about Africa. And apparently that means Democrats are not serious about passing a DACA bill. Are you serious?
We're very serious. And in fact, Republicans run government right now. Republicans run the House, they run the Senate, and of course, it's in the White House. So if anything is not done, it's because they don't want it to be done. They have an absolute majority right now.
Do you sense any change in the will of Congress, lawmakers in both parties, to get a deal done? Of course, there's a deal on the table to try to keep the government open, but the idea is to include DACA in that. Do you sense any change in the will to do that?
Of course. I see rank-and-file members of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party want this bill passed, the DREAM Act, which is a bipartisan bill already, put together by Ileana Ross Lehner from Florida and Lucille Robar-Alar from California, a Republican and a Democrat. 84% of Americans support that bill, and it has over 200 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. So if that bill was put on the floor today, it would pass. I think we have the support for it. So that's the bill that should be taken up.
You're correct that Republicans have majorities in both houses of Congress, but it is a situation where it appears that they're going to need some Democratic support to pass a bill that keeps the government open. Will you, Congressman, and will your Democratic colleagues vote in effect to shut the government down if that bill does not include a fix for DACA recipients?
Well, in the last continuing resolution, I voted against it because it did not include a DACA bill, and I'm getting ready to vote against it again if it is not included on the 18th. And so this is an issue that's very important to my constituents. It defines in many ways my district, and I will be voting against the continuing resolution if it's not resolved for 800,000 young people that really, most Americans want them to stay and to really flourish here in the United States of America.
Congressman, I want people to know a little bit of your story. We mentioned you're an immigrant, Dominican Republic. You'll correct me if I get the details wrong, but we're told that when you were a kid, your family came to the United States. They overstayed a visa, which means that you were almost like a dreamer, except of an earlier generation. How has that experience affected your views as a lawmaker?
Oh, it's very personal to me, and it defines who I am. And had I not been petitioned by my grandmother, who reunited our families. And I think that the Republicans have tried to change their lexicon, and they call it chain migration, but it's really family reunification. I had not been able to come to the United States with my brothers and sisters and my family, and we have not been able to succeed here and make America a better place for all of us. So this is very personal to me, and it also defines me as well.
And it's a pretty dramatic story. I want people to know this also. Your family was here without documents, but then returned to the Dominican Republic and got in line, and you mentioned that you eventually got back because your grandmother in the United States said, I want these people, family reunification, and got in that way. But part of your process was returning to your home country, and I'm thinking about that now because that is what immigration hardliners say they would rather have undocumented immigrants do. What is the case for not requiring that?
Well, it was a different time. When we returned, we returned right to the middle of a civil war in the Dominican Republic when the Marines invaded the country.
Oh,
so have we not gotten, 1965, yes, have we not gotten our green card, we would have been stuck there. We would have never come back here. Our grandparents were here since the 50s, before I was even born, and our family would have been continued to be divided. So well, we were very grateful that we got the green card. But, you know, times have changed, and this is a different world, different planet, and the rules could be different.
And just a few seconds are left here, Congressman, but I'd like to ask, would you argue to keep family reunification the principle for most immigration today? Would you argue to keep that as part of current law?
No question about it. Family reunification is critical. It keeps families whole. It strengthens America. It provides stability in the household. And I think it's better for the country.
Not more of a merit-based system, which is what the president is calling for.
The merit-based system will choose to look for folks from Norway, like he wants, as opposed to bringing people that want to bring their families together from all corners of the world.
Congressman, thanks very much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Adriano Espaillat is a Democratic congressman who represents New York.